In this summer retreat, we're going to think about God's words. Any of you that I meet you for the first time, but we are in the same family of God. Not only that our name of the church is the same,
但是昨天晚上录营的时候还没欣赏这个自然的风景之前,
before I see the beautiful scenery yesterday,
已经先享受到跟众弟兄姊妹一个家里面的温暖,
and I already tasted the warmth in the family of God.
弟兄姊妹都很热情,
everybody was very enthusiastic,
很有亲切感,
and everybody was very dear to me.
在这地方并不陌生, 就是到自己的家一样,
so I'm not a stranger here, and I'm like at home.
感谢主,
praise God and thank God.
我们在主耶稣基督里面,
we are in Jesus Christ.
我们是一家人,
we are in the same family of God.
今天我们要思想的也是神奇的话,
and this morning we're going to look into God's words.
我先, 代表中华归主灵的教会弟兄姊妹向各位请安,
I want to send my greetings from the Chinese for Christ Church of New York to give greetings to all of you. Shall we pray?
父神，我们感谢你今天早晨来到你的面前，我们先要倒空我们的心，让我们向你细细下拜。主啊，求你赐给我们一个敬畏的心。主啊，不是我们要在这里要听什么好的道理， 我们乃是要敞开我们的心来接受你自己从天上要赐给我们的信息，无论是讲的，无论是翻译的，我们听的，我们都需要主的话借着你灵浇灌在我们的心中，教导我们，让我们引我们进入真理，让我们真理里面享受真正的自由。我们把这次聚会恭敬的交托在恩主的手中。 主啊，求你自己引导，以至于像我们说话。主啊，让我们每一个人都能够在主面前能够丰丰富富的得到主所要给我们的恩典、属灵的能力和祝福。主啊，我们有什么地方有破漏的地方，主啊，你自己补上去。我们有什么东西不应该修理的，你就把我们修理干净。主啊，叫我们在这次几天的夏令会当中，让我们真是能够摸到主的心，能够了解主的心意，也能够按照主的吩咐而行。 主啊，让你的话语在我们的生命道路上面成为我们力量和帮助，我们感谢你。我们把今天这聚会交给你，你自己在我们中间向我们说话，圣灵充满在我们中间，运行在我们中间，也运行在我们心里面。叫我们今天在主面前每一个人都能够有所得着。我们将同心的献上祷告和感谢祈求，奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿门。
Let us read the book of Amos, which is behind the book of Joel, before the book of Obadiah. In my Bible, it's page 982.
在中文圣经是1075面，中文圣经，阿摩斯书第四章。
The fourth chapter of book of Amos.
我们要从第四节念完13节。
From the 4th to the 13th verse.
我们一起念的时候呢，让我们能思想里面的意思。
When we read it together, let us think about the words in it.
1075面中文圣经阿摩斯书第四章第四节开始。
The book of Amos, it's in the Old Testament.
那我们一起念第四节。 以色列人啊，任你们往伯特利去犯罪，到基甲加增罪过，每日早晨献上你们的祭物，每三日奉上你们的十分之一，任你们献有教的感谢祭，把甘心祭酸泉报告给众人，因为是你们所喜爱的，这是耶和华说的。 我使你们在一切城中牙齿干净，在你们国处粮食缺乏，你们仍不归向我，这是耶和华说的。在收割的前三月，我使雨停止，不降在你们中那里，我降雨在那城，不降雨在那城。这块地有雨，那块地无雨，无雨的就枯干了。 这样两三成的人凑在一层去找水，却喝不足。你们能不归向我？这是耶和华说的。我已旱风临难攻击你们，你们远种许多菜蔬，葡萄树、无花果树、橄榄树都被茧虫所吃，你们能不归向我？这是耶和华说的。我降雨在你们中间，像在埃及一样，用刀杀戮你们的少年人，使你们的马匹被掳掠，营中失守的臭气扑背，你们能不归向我？这是耶和华说的。我倾覆你们中间的诚意，如同我从前倾覆所多玛俄摩拉一样，使你们好像从火里中抽出来的一根柴，你们能不归向我？这是耶和华说的。以色列啊，我既向你如此行，以色列啊，我既这样行，你当预备迎接你的神。那创天造风将心意指示人，使晨光变为幽暗，脚踏在地之高处的，他的名是耶和华万军之神。好，我们再看第五章
Fifth chapter of book of Amos
第四节
Fourth verse
第四节，耶和华向以色列家如此说，你们要寻求我就必存活。
This is what the Lord says to the house of Israel, seek me and live.
第六节
Sixth verse
要寻求耶和华就必存活。
Seek the Lord and live.
我们再回到第四章的第十二节
12th verse of the fourth chapter.
这说，以色列呀，我必向你如此行，以色列呀，我既这样行，你当预备迎接你的神。
Therefore, this is what I will do to you, Israel, and because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel.
这一节圣经是不是我们这一次夏令会的一个主题的经文？
This is the central theme of our topic of the summer retreat.
这是神自己的呼声。
This is also God's calling.
他向他的儿女们说，以色列啊，我向你们如此行，那说我要处罚你们。
It says, therefore, this is what I will do to you, Israel. He wants to punish the Israelites.
他说，以色列啊，我既这样行，那说我要这样的对待你们。
I want to do this because I have to deal with you.
你当预备迎接你的神。
You should prepare to meet your God.
我们往往认为一个人属灵就不实际。
Many times we think, if a spiritual man, then he is not a practical man.
但是如果是注重实际，就不属灵。
Then we think, if a man is practical, then he is not spiritual.
这是个很大的错误。
This is a great mistake.
神是个灵啊。
God is a spirit.
但是他是很实际的。
And he also is very practical.
我们看神创造天地万物。
Let's see how God created the heavens and earth.
他用他的灵运行在水面上，然后有光、有空气、有啊、有这些的动物、的植物动物。
And he used his word, and he used his spirit, and let there be light, let there be water, and all the animals.
神是灵。
God is a spirit.
他最属灵。
He is the most spiritual.
但是神很注重实际。
But also, he is very important, concerned about our practical living.
当他没有造人以前，他先造光。造空气，造水。
Before he created man, he created light, air, and water.
造植物。
All the plants.
造动物。
Animals.
最后造人。
Then he created man.
这一切都是为要供应人的需要。
All these to supply the need of a man.
这是在从神的创造上面看到，神又属灵又实际。
From the creation of God, he was spiritual yet he was practical.
在神的救赎上面给我们看到也是这样。
And in God's salvation is the same way.
圣灵在玛利亚心里怀有怀孕生了耶稣。
And the Holy Spirit worked in Mary and conceived Jesus.
主耶稣是很属灵的。
Jesus was spiritual.
但是他也很实际。
And he is also very practical.
当他没出来工作以前，他被魔鬼试探在旷野。
Before he came out to preach, he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness.
魔鬼叫他把这个石头变成饼。
And the devil tempted him to turn the stone to bread.
耶稣说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是要靠神口中一切的话。
And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God.
主耶稣没有告诉他说，人活着不要靠食物。
God did not, Jesus did not say that we should live without food.
人活着不单靠食物，乃是靠神的话。
But not by bread alone, but by the word of God.
人活着需要和神的话，人活着需要食物。
When we live, we need the words of God. We also need bread.
因此，耶稣曾经给五个饼、两条、一个五旬人吃饱。
Therefore, he broke the five loaves of bread and two fishes and fed the multitude of 5,000.
主耶稣曾经用七个饼给差不多4,000人吃饱。
Also, he used the seven loaves of bread and fed 4,000.
主耶稣很属灵，但是他很实际。
Jesus is practical, a practical yet he is spiritual.
所以他出来工作的时候，他说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。”
Then he said, "Those who are heavily laden and weary, come to me."
我叫你们得享安息。
And I will give you rest.
神是属灵又实际。
Therefore, Jesus is spiritual yet he is practical.
因此，今天我们基督徒的生活也是要注重属灵，也要注重实际。
Therefore, in our everyday life, not only we should be spiritual, we should pay attention to our practical side of life.
我们若太重属灵而不重实际，我们变成了神秘派的一种东西。
If we are only paying attention to the spiritual side, not neglect the practical side, then we are become like some sort of a mystery.
我们难怪人家说我们是迷信。
Then people will say we are superstitious.
我们应该属灵。
We should be spiritual.
但是我们要注重实际的东西。
Then also we should pay attention to our practical side of life.
若是我们太注重实际不重属灵，我们变成世俗化的一种的信仰。
But if we only pay attention to the practical side, yet neglect the spiritual side, then we are very worldly.
今天我们在思想迎见预备迎见主。
Today we're thinking prepare to meet my Lord.
是属灵的。
It is spiritual.
是实际的。
It is practical.
我们怎么样来预备迎见我们的主？
How do we prepare to meet our Lord?
什么叫做迎见主？
What does it mean by prepare to meet your Lord?
今天早上我要跟各位思想从三方面的思想迎见主这个问题。
From three aspects, I want you to think about this.
然后以后我们再怎么说来预备来迎见主。
Then I will preach how do we prepare ourselves to meet our Lord.
什么样什么叫迎见主呢？
What does it mean to prepare to meet your Lord?
迎见主呢是基督徒每日生活属灵生活的操练。
It is a practical exercise of everyday life of a Christian.
我们要看一段圣经来看看什么叫迎见主。
Let's read one portion of the verse, see what does it mean to prepare to meet your Lord.
在雅各书第四章，新约雅各书第四章。
In the book of James, in the New Testament, the fourth chapter.
第八节到第十节。
8th to the 10th verse.
在新约圣经332面。
In my New Testament International Version, it's 1,304 pages. Book of James.
第八节到第十节。
8th to the 10th verse, 4th chapter.
我们还是一起念这三节，这三节圣经。
Shall we read it together?
雅各书第四章第八节。
James 4, 8.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣。将笑变作哀哀，欢乐变作忧愁。
又
要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。这时候你们要亲近神，神就亲近你们。
It says, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you."
亲近神就是说栽到神的面前。
To really be near God is to come near Him.
雅各就是一个。迎见天天操练迎见主的一个人。
And James was a disciple who practiced every day to meet his Lord.
当主耶稣在生的时候，他根本不信耶稣啊。
You know that when Jesus was alive, James was not a believer.
他只认识耶稣是我的哥哥而已。
He was a younger brother of Jesus.
直到主耶稣复活以升天，他才接受耶稣基督做他救主。
After Jesus resurrected, ascended to heaven, then he was converted.
耶稣升天以后，他的兄弟母亲就跟一共120个人到耶路撒冷去祷告。
And after Jesus resurrected, there was 120 disciples. They prayed in the upper room in the book of Acts.
雅各不信耶稣便罢，他信耶稣就信到底。
So James was not a Christian, but he was converted. Then he Hold on, he held on to his faith to the very end.
当他信主耶稣之后，他认为我既然信了耶稣基督是我的救主，我应当要做一个脚踏实地的基督徒。
Therefore, after he became a Christian, he said, "If I believed, then I must hold on to my faith. I must be a practical Christian."
所以他过着一个迎见主的生活。
Therefore, he lived daily to prepare to meet his Lord.
雅各宾有个两个绰号，两个两个那个别名。
He had two nicknames.
一个别人说的那称那就是骆驼膝
，and one nickname called him the camel's knees。
你看见雅各，哎，骆驼膝来了。
And everybody see Jacob come there and say, "Oh, the man with the camel's knees."
因为他的两个膝盖好像骆驼的膝盖一样。
Because his knees was like the knees of the camels.
因为他天天跪在那里，他迎见主。
Because every day he prayed, he knelt down, though his knees would be very rough like the camels, and he was ready to meet his Lord.
他天天在亲近神。
Every day he was near God.
他不但有那十字架能够形成在他心里面。
Not only the cross was manifest in his heart.
主耶稣基督的生命在他里面充满了他。
Not only God's life was filled in him,
now 他能够活出耶稣基督的样式。
He can live the life just like he would portray Jesus.
他有第二个的一个别号，称为义者，有些雅各。
And also he has a second name. It's called
义者 righteous man.
A righteous man.
他是一个义者雅各。
Yes, he was a righteous man.
为什么叫做义者雅各呢
？Why do you call him a righteous man?
因为他不是单单遵守律法的义。
Not only he kept the law.
他有神的义在他的生命里面。
He has God's righteousness in him.
他的言语，他的行为能够表现主的荣耀。
And his everyday life, his words, his actions would manifest God's glory.
他真的能够披上了新的人。
And he would really have this new man.
满有那个仁义圣洁神的样子出来。
And he would have holiness, godliness manifest from him.
雅各是个义者。
And James was a righteous man.
因为他能够把神的生命从他的生活里面完全的表彰。
Because he can live every day like a righteous man, like a Jesus.
他是一个名副其实、脚踏实地的基督徒。
So therefore, he is a very practical Christian, and he practiced what he believed.
雅各很属灵。
James was a spiritual man.
雅各很实际。
And also he was a practical man.
他无论走到什么地方就把主再彰显出来。
Wherever he goes, he would show forth the love of Christ.
这是我们基督徒生命的属灵生活的应有的操练。
And this is every Christian we should have our practical exercise every day.
在 Tennessee 那个有一个小城市。
There's a small town in the state of Tennessee.
有一次有一个有一年老的牧师辞职了。
And one time, the older pastor retired.
那么这个那个小乡村，大家都很认识这个牧师。
And in this little village, little county or town, they all know about this older pastor.
那么有一天，忽然间在报纸上看见一个广告。
And one time, they saw an ad in the newspaper.
他建议他们那一个城市的那个啊、那个是那个政那些的啊、政府。
And he suggested the town government.
他说：“我们应当啊、把这位牧师，我们应该由我们这个小市镇来付这个牧师的薪水啊、不要他退休。”
And we should support his daily needs and not let him resign or retire.
那么我们的要求只有要求他每一天出来在城市里面那么走一圈。
All we needed for him to walk around the streets or the downtown area of the town.
那够了，每天这样走一圈够了。
And that's all our requirement.
我们要挽留这位牧师在我们这个小城市镇里面做我们是个市镇的牧师。
So we want him to be our city pastor.
不必他讲道。
And he didn't have to preach.
只要一天走一圈。
All he had to do is walk around the town.
他说我们看见他满有天上的荣光。
Because when we see this pastor, we see the glory of God.
他在四十年走一圈，那些人觉得很大的，好像从天上来的一个安慰和喜乐在那里面。
Every time he walked around, that the people would see the glory of God like heaven is on earth.
这个不是教会挽留这个牧师，来整个市镇挽留这个牧师。
It's not that the church want to have this pastor, but the whole city want to have this pastor.
有人说，我们基督徒怎么影响这个社会呢？
We can say, a lot of people ask us Christians, how do we have an impact on our society?
我们力量那么微小，我们怎么影响这个社会？
We are so small and our strength is not strong. How are we going to have impact on our society?
但是我们看见这个牧师已经影响整个的市政。
But we can see this pastor, he has influenced the whole city.
我们这么多基督徒怎么不能影响这个社会？
And we have so many Christians. What do you mean we cannot have an impact on society?
有两个原因。
Two reasons.
我们太属灵。
One is maybe we're too spiritual.
众人皆浊，唯我独清。
Everybody is in the muddy water. Only I'm the white lily.
我们基督徒
And we are Christians.
你们是犯罪，你们这些是一些俗人，我们不能够跟你亲近。
And you are all worldly. I'm heavenly. I belong to God.
我们太属灵了。
We are too spiritual.
我们不能够去帮助这些人，不能接触这些人。
We don't want to help them. We have alienated ourselves from other people.
我们没办法影响这个社会。
We cannot influence our society.
这是一个极端，我们太属灵。
And this is an extreme that we are too spiritual.
另外一个极端，我们太实际。
Another extreme, we are too practical.
我们活在他们中间，我们跟他们同流合污。
And we live among the worldly people. We identify with them, and we do what they do. We're just like one of them.
他们在我们身上闻不见一点的基督徒的味道。
They cannot have any.We don't have any fragrance of Christ among them.
我们做一个礼拜天的基督徒，我们平常是跟他们一样的过生活。
And we are Sunday we are Christians. Yet 6 days we are just like them.
我们说他们的话。
We say what they say.
我们过他们的生活。
We live the way they live.
我们像他们一样吃。
We eat what they eat.
我们怎么样能够去影响他们呢？
How are we going to influence them?
难怪保罗在罗马书第十二章说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
So therefore, Paul said in the Romans 12th chapter that I urge you, brothers and sisters,
将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And we should Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of Christ's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God.
你们如此侍奉是都是理所当然的。
Which is your spiritual worship.
底下一句话说，不要效法这个世界。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
这个世界说，不要跟世界同个模型出来的。
Therefore, do not come out of the same mode of this worldliness.
我们不要落在世界漩涡里面，那被旋走了。
And do not be sucked up by the whirlpool of this.
不要效法这个世界。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world.
要查验什么是神的旨意。
And to see what is God's will in your life.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫迎见主？
What is the meaning? Prepare to meet your Lord.
迎见主乃是我们过作于亲近神的生活。
To prepare to meet your Lord is that we must have a holy life.
我们要逐一个永远没有间隔的一种的生活。
Therefore, we have no war or separation between us and God.
这个迎见主乃是带给我们属灵的生命的一个丰盛又长大。
Therefore, we would have power to have more abundant life.
我们都要说，我们说想到迎见主哦，到主再来，我们啊，主再迎接他。
A lot of people have a misconception to prepare meet your Lord or is the second coming of the Lord.
不只是那样东西。
Not only
迎见主是天天实际的生活。
To prepare meet your Lord is not waiting for the coming of the Lord, it's to meet your Lord every day, every minute in your life.
神给我们一天二十四小时。
The Lord gave us 24 hours a day.
我们用多少时间？我们跪在主的面前，我们来亲近他。
How many minutes do we spend our needs and come to our Lord?
我们若不是天天过着迎见主的生活，我们不要想有一天主再来时，我们可坦然无惧见他。
And if we don't spend any time to have any communication of God, I tell you seriously, then when the Lord comes, you may not even know.
主让我们存于这世界上。
God give us a life in this world.
当主耶稣离开世界时，祷告，向神祷告。
When Jesus left this world, he prayed to God.
他说：“我不求他们离开世界。
”I don't ask them.To leave this world.
主耶稣拯救我们不是就马上把我们拯救到他那里去。
He does not save us immediately that we'll be with him.
他说求父让他们脱离这恶者。
So that they will be delivered from the hands of Satan.
神给我们在世界上日子，有给我们使命，有给我们责任。
God gave us days in our lives. We have a command, we have an order, we have a responsibility in this world.
要我们在世界上做光，要在我们世界上做盐。
God wants us to be light and salt of the earth.
要我们在世界上为他做见证。
He wants us to witness for him.
从来没有人看见神。
No one has seen God.
但是从父怀里都圣经上显明出来。
But from the bosom of God that he manifested.
耶稣基督来彰显了看不见的神。
Because Jesus Christ has manifested the God that we cannot see.
但是耶稣上天呢?
But Jesus has ascended to heaven.
耶稣坐在父神的右边。
And he was sitting right hand to God.
耶稣说, 你们就是我的见证。
And you are my witness, he said.
所以当主耶稣复活升天以前, 他说, 你们要往普天下传福音。
Therefore, he said, you should preach the gospel to the end of the earth.
我们怎么传福音?
How are we going to preach the gospel?
不是都在讲台上来讲道。
Not everybody can get up on the pulpit and preach.
不是我们坐着一个人就跟他讲你要信耶稣，不止这样。
Not that we say to our neighbor or our colleagues, you must believe in Jesus, you must believe in Jesus.
乃是你在你的生活、你的态度上面彰显了神的荣耀。
That is in your little things, in your everyday life, in your words, in your actions, do you have the fragrance of Jesus? Saint Francis Saint-Sisi. He was a spiritual man. He was a practical man. One time he took two disciples with him.
He said, 好，我们传道。
Okay, so he took two students and they went out.
在大街小巷走一趟。
And they went to the big streets and the little alleys.
来回到他的修道院去。
And then they went to the monastery.
那学生问他，先生，你不是叫我们出去传道吗？
So the student says, teacher, didn't you say for us to preach the gospel?
他说我们传了。
Yes, we already did.
他说我们没传道啊。
Where did you preach the gospel?
我们去走一趟回来怎么传道呢
We just walked around the big street and a little alley. What do you mean we preached the gospel?
他说我们传了
Yes, we did.
他里面听我就忘记耶稣讲一句话吗
Didn't you remember what Jesus said to us?
你们谁走谁传
That you have to walk and you preach at the same time.
什么叫谁走谁传呢
What does it mean by walk and preach at the same time?
不是一边走路你们信耶稣啊你们信耶稣你们已经发疯的
Not that you go, you preach, that you say, you believe in Jesus Christ, you believe in Jesus Christ.
我们随走随说，我们在走路，我们在与人接触，我们的态度，我们的行为，我们所表现出来的就是那位耶稣。
That means everywhere we go, that we would have project Jesus Christ from our lives.
耶稣不是单单叫十二使徒随走随传，今天叫每一个基督徒随走随传。
Jesus did not give the commandment only to the 12 disciples. Jesus to give this commandment to every single Christian.
那是在你的无形不知不觉当中，把那天上的那个形象从你的生命里面流露出来。
And when you are even not aware of it, that you would overflow that Jesus' love out of you. People, when people see you, they will know that you're different.
这个功夫需要天天操练的。
You know, in order to achieve this, that you have to practice every day.
我们要迎见主。
We must prepare to meet our Lord.
天天迎见主。
Every day meet our Lord.
神的生命在里面充满了。
That God's life can saturate our lives.
在你的生命当中就能够彰显出主的荣耀。
And in our life, that God can be magnified.
圣灵充满就这个意思。
And this is the meaning of to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满乃是把主的生命能够用出来，充满满到溢出来。
The meaning of the filled with the Holy Spirit is that your life is saturated with Christ's life, that it bubbles over.
属灵东西。没有捷径，没有速成班的。
You know, in the spiritual walk, there's no shortcut, there's no trickery.
属灵东西不能够装出来。
And also, in the spiritual walk, you cannot put a false face.
乃是一种生命的流露。
Actually, it's the overflow of your life.
这个生命要流露，必须要先有生命的充满。
And if you overflow Jesus, you must be filled with Jesus in your life.
你生命充满，你必须在迎见主这件的功夫上面好好的下功夫，好好的操练。
And if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, that Jesus can be magnified in your life, then you must have this practical exercise every day.
这是神要给我们的一个祝福。
This is the blessing God wants to give us.
迎见主。 是基础属灵生命的操练。
So therefore, prepare to meet your Lord as a practical exercise of a Christian everyday life.
我希望我们都能够体验到这个意思。
So I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
再进一步我们看什么叫迎见主。
Furthermore, let's see what it means to prepare to meet your Lord.
我们看另外看一节圣经在腓立比书第一章。
Let's read the Philippians in the New Testament. Philippians, the first chapter.
在新约圣经278面
In the New Testament International Version I have page 1260 The book of Philippians First chapter
对不起我们是在277面是21节开始腓立比书第一章21节到23节
21st to the 23rd verse
好翻到要我们一起念这几节圣经啊
Shall we read it together
21节说因我活着就是基督我死了就有益处但我在若生活着若成就我功夫的果子我就不知道该挑选什么我正在两难之间情愿离世与基督同在因为这是好的无比的然而我在若生活着是为你们更是要紧的好我们到这里这里注意到是第23节
Remember 20th and 23rd verse
这里23节说我正在两难之间
23rd verse say I'm torn between the two
什么两难呢
What are the two different things
那是情愿离世与基督同在因为这是好的无比的
I desire to depart and be with Christ which is far better
这么跟我看到了另外一方面迎见主是信徒生命的实质
So therefore to prepare to meet your Lord is the reality of a Christian life
我们天天迎见主那个是属灵生活的操练
Every day we prepare to meet our Lord is the daily exercise, practical exercise
这跟我们看见行见主也是属灵生命的实质
And it's also the reality of our Christian life
这看见两样东西一个是活一个是死
Here are two things, life and death
保罗说我活着我也是基督我死了就有益处
And he said, I live, for me to live is Christ and to die is to gain.
我活那是为基督。
If I live, I live for Christ.
但是我死是有益处。
But if I die, is to gain.
那是身体的问题啊。
And it's physical.
我们这个身体就属于这个整个的生命。
So our physical body.
保罗在死跟活当这两样当中两件事情当中。
And between life and death, Paul had a choice.
他选择
He had a choice.
他说我很难。
It was very difficult for him.
到底我要活呢，还是我要死呢
？Should I die or should I live?
很困难啊。
Very difficult.
我想我们没困难吧
？I think we have this problem, do we?
我们都要活下去的。
We all have to want to live.
无论如何要活下去。
No matter what, we want to live.
挣扎活下去。
No matter how, we want to struggle and live on.
但是保罗他说我很困难。
And but Paul said it was very difficult for him.
我不知道要活呢还是要死。
I don't know whether I should live or die.
这个保罗很矛盾，就会很笨啊。
Very conflict. Sometimes maybe foolish.
保罗是一个那么大的学问，那么聪明，怎么很笨呢？要活要死他不知道。
He was such a well-educated man. He was such an intellectual. Does that mean that he doesn't know whether he should live or die?
但是两件东西都是实在的东西。
But those two things are very, very true.
活是实在的东西。
To live is reality.
死也是很实在的东西、哦。
And to die is also reality.
我在两难之间，我不怎么选择。
And I'm in between. I don't know which one to choose.
最后他勉强选择一样吧。
So very reluctantly he chose one.
啊，我情愿离开身体，与主同在。
I'd rather die and be with Christ. It's so much better.
最后保罗选择是选择死啊。
And he did choose to die. He wanted to die.
为什么？
Why?
因为死了，我与基督能够在一起。
Because when I die, that I'll be with Christ.
各位，你有想到这个问题吗
？Have you ever think about this problem?
有一天，我们都要走完这条世界的道路。
Every one of us would end our life one day.
我不知道什么时候。
I don't know when.
可能就现在。
Maybe now. Maybe today.
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是。总有一天要面临这个现实。
But one day we must face this reality.
今天保罗说我活着是为基督，他不是为我保罗活着，不是。
But he said that for me to live is Christ.
可见保罗已经做了一个功夫，就是天天迎见主那个功夫，他做到了。
So he has already practiced this, that every day that he was ready to meet his Lord.
我每一天活着不是为我，是为基督活着。
So every day I live not for me, but for Christ that I live.
在加拉太书他曾经讲过，他说活着不再是我，乃基督在我里面活着。
In the book of Galatians said that now to live is not me, but Christ lives in me.
不但基督在我里面活着，而我活着乃是基督。
Not only Christ lives in me, but I live because of Christ.
这属灵生命的操练。
This is the exercise, practical exercise of spiritual life.
但是保罗要面临现实，面临实际。
But he must face the practical side of life.
我能愿选择与基督同在。
I rather choose to be with Christ.
我们死了，乃是与基督同在。
When we die, we are with Christ.
我们离开世界。乃是到主那里去。
When we leave this world, we will be with Christ.
有一个查经班在那争辩这个问题。
And one time in a Bible group, and they were arguing about this problem.
到底一个基督徒死了到哪里去、啊、
？After we die, where do we go as a Christian?
啊，身体埋在坟墓里面。
Our physical body will go under the ground.
那谁都知道。
So everybody knows about that.
他去这么多吗？去这么多吗
is that all?
哦，我们灵魂到哪去？
Where do our soul and spirit go?
比如说灵魂啊、哦，灵魂到阴间去。
So some of them say soul and spirit go to Hades.
啊，它有根据哦，根据圣经。啊、
It's from the Bible.
他说启示录第二十章说那个阴间交出其中的死人来。
Because in the Revelation 20 chapter says that Hades would give up all the dead ones.
那这是强解圣经的问题。
This is really not a need a lesson in hermeneutics.
一个不信主的人在，哎呀。那么人死掉，信耶稣要到阴间去，那何必信耶稣呢
？So people say, if I'm a Christian, that I go to Hades, why should I believe in Christ?
有人说啊，人死了到一个地方，一个拘留所，把他拘留起来，那么把他关起来。
And some people say maybe we'll like the Catholics say they'll go to purgatory or some place they'll be locked up.
那以后耶稣来再复活。
And then after Jesus comes the second time, we'll be all revived.
你说，哎，这是我们天主教讲法，炼狱啊，炼狱，天主教讲法。
And the Catholic says the purgatory.
有人说，啊，有人是要啊到乐园去。
And some people say we'll go to paradise.
所以他们在争辩，到底没一个人能够下一个结论。
So nobody can have a conclusion.
和他们在我们那个一个在 Queen's 查经在 Queen's 查经班里，他们提出这个问题来问。
So in the Queen's Bible class, we had this discussion.
到人死到哪去
？When we die, where do we go?
一位姊妹很好，她讲，她说耶稣不是告诉我们了吗
？So one sister said, Jesus told us.
他告诉那个强盗说，今日你要同我在乐园里面了。
He said to the robber who was nailed next to Jesus on the cross that today you shall be with me in paradise.
今日什么时候呢？他死的时候。
Today, the day he died,
你要同我在乐园里面。
You will be with me in paradise.
耶稣讲得很清楚。
And he said it very clearly.
耶稣给我们很大的把握。
And he gave us a certainty.
一点都不含糊的。
No doubt.
你要今日你要同我在乐园里面了。
Today you shall be with me in paradise.
是的，我们要到乐园去。
Yes, we'll go to paradise.
在旧约时代人，他们没有关于死后的审判这些的印象，这些的观念没有。
In the Old Testament, they do not have the concept of where do they go or the judgment after death.
雅各，神是雅各的神，这位雅各，他有一天，他听见他儿子又是跟那个也是撕裂了。
And Jacob, when one day he heard that his son Joseph was torn by the beast,
他怎么说呢？他说：“哎呀，我要悲哀的下阴间。”
He said, "Sadly, I will go to Hades."
旧约的人没有死后那个审判或者复活的那个观念没有那个、观念。
So in the Old Testament, people did not have the concept of the judgment after death or the resurrection.
但是新约里面给我们看到，主给我们一个很大的把握。我们离开这世界，我们就在这个迎见主，与主同在。
So therefore, we leave this world. Will we be with Christ in paradise?
一直等到主耶稣再来，身体复活，我们被提到空中与主相见。
and until Jesus comes the second time, that we'll be resurrected, we'll meet him in mid-air.
我们基督徒有一个很要一个做一个很重要的准备。
Therefore, we have a very vitally important preparation.
有一个很现实问题摆在面前。
Very practical problem before us.
我们是否预备去迎接主？
Are we ready to meet our Lord?
讲得比较坦白一点，我们是否预备死？
In another word, are we ready to die?
虽然我们很怕死啊。
Even though we are afraid to die.
对，今天我们遇到耶稣就生命，我们觉得保罗给我们很大安慰。
But today, because of Paul's words, we have such a comfort.
保罗宁愿选择死。
But Paul would rather choose to die.
因为人死了，我可以离开世界，劳苦的世界，到主那里去，与主相见，迎接主。
And he wanted to die, so he would be with Christ. He would leave this toiling world.
我们都对这个观念我们了解了，我们可以啊坦然无惧的。
So if we know this, then we can come prepare ourselves without blemish to see our Lord.
但弟兄姊妹要留意一件事情。
But pay attention to this.
如果我们活着不是为基督。
But if we live in this world not for Christ,
你千万不要选择那个离开世界。
Then don't ever choose to die.
如果你觉得我这个不能选择的话，那我必须要好好的准备我自己。
So if I cannot choose to die, then I must prepare myself.
当我们见主面的时候，我们可以坦然无惧。
So therefore, when we go see God, then we will not be ashamed.
许多基督徒的女人。我信主了，我得救了，够了，不要紧。
And a lot of
双保险的，不要紧。
A lot of people say, I believed, I'm saved. We have double guarantee. Don't worry about it.
多少基督徒迎接主是像刚刚阿摩斯书那里所讲的。
But just like the book of Amos said,
是像火中抽出来一根柴一样。
Just like a stick getting out of the fire.
刚刚在阿摩斯书第四章那里，我们再回来看看。
Let's read it again in the book of Amos, the fourth chapter.
1076遍
In my Bible is 983 page Old Testament Book of Amos
他怎么说呢在第十二节在第第十一节
Verse 11
这就说我倾覆你们中间的诚意如同我从前倾覆所多玛和摩拉一样使你们好像从火中戳出来的一根柴你们能不归向我这是耶和华说的
This is what Jehovah said. I overthrew some of you as I overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You were like a burning stick snatched from the fire, yet you have not returned to me.
后来保罗引用这些圣经来形容那个紧紧得救的人。
And use this word to describe the people who are just saved.
在哥林多前书第三章保罗就引用这些圣经。
And Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, it says,
在新约福音新约第二百三十一面
And my Bible is 1224
第十三节
13th verse
十三节到到十五节
13 to the 15th verse
这首过年的工程必然显露因为那日子必要先表明出来由火发现这火要试验个人的工程怎样人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住他就要得赏赐人的工程若被烧了他就要被损亏损自己却要得救虽然得救却能像从城里经过一样第十五节注意第十五节人的工程若被烧了他就要受亏损自己却要得救虽然得救来像从火里经过一样
And the 15th verse says If it is burned up He will suffer loss He himself will be saved But only as one escaping through the flames
自己要得救
He will be saved
得救没有问题
No problem here
但是得救是像火经过火一样
But just like passing through fire
就是刚才说像火里抽着一根柴一样
Just like a burning stick snatched from the fire
那样的得救是一个很可怜的得救
You know that kind of salvation is a very pitiful salvation
多少基督徒得救是可怜的得救
So many Christians, their salvation is such a pitiful salvation
可以说是得救的很可怜
We can say it's such a pitiful salvation
你愿意这样吗
You want to be like that?
如果你愿意像这样的得救法你可以随随便便过你的生活。
If you want to have this kind of a salvation, yes, you can live your life as you please.
若是你愿意这样的得救，那
on salvation. You can be your own boss, do whatever other people do.
但是神要我们丰丰富富的进入他的国度，迎见他的面。
But God wants us richly enter His kingdom.
我们怎么样才能够丰丰富富的进入国度而见主的面
？How can we richly enter His kingdom and see God?
我们丰要充充足足的有神的恩典，神的属灵的生命。
We must have ever increasing God's life and God's blessing in our hearts.
迎见主是基督徒属灵生命的实质。
So therefore, prepare to meet your Lord is the reality of a Christian life.
这是迎见主第二方面的意思。
So this is the second aspect.
属灵生活的操练。
The practical exercise of our spiritual life.
是属灵生命的实质。
And also, it's the reality of a spiritual life.
这跟各位思想呢，迎见主乃是一种属灵真理的奥秘。
And also, the third aspect is the mystery of a spiritual life.
我们看哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians 15th chapter.
哥林多前书第十五章，我们从五十一节念到五十四节。
From the 51st to the 55th verse.
在旧约啊，在新约二百四十六面。
In the New Testament is 1235 page. 1 Corinthians 15th chapter.
51节
51st verse.
念到54节
For the 54th verse.
那翻到我们一起念这一段。
Shall we read it together?
啊，哥林多前书第十五章五十一节。如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在一霎时眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，使人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏，这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的，这必死的即变成不死的。那时经上所示死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。我们注意五十一节，我们如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。
Listen, I tell you a mystery.
这个奥秘什么奥秘呢？
What is the mystery?
我们不了解的。
We don't understand.
但是他告诉我们。
But he tells us.
他说我们不是都要睡觉。
We will not all sleep.
乃是都要改变。
But we will all be changed.
那这里告诉我们说我们不是都要死哦。
It says we do not all die.
我们见迎见主不是都要死然后去迎见主不是。
Not every one of us would die and meet the Lord.
我们不是都要睡觉就是死的意思。
And we will not all sleep. That means death.
我们那是要改变。
But we will all be changed.
什么叫改变？
What is means by change?
什么时候改变？
When do we change?
怎么样改变？
How do we change?
那是个奥秘。
That is a mystery.
那就是说，当号筒末次吹响的时候，那死人要复活。
So in the twinkling of an eye, when the last trumpet sounded, the dead will be raised.
成为不朽坏。
In uncorruptible.
而我们。
But us.
我们是谁呢？
We.
我们今天还活着的人。
The one we are living still today.
也要改变。
We will be changed also.
那是指当主耶稣再来的时候。
This means when Jesus comes the second time.
当主耶稣再来的时候。
When Jesus comes the second time.
那个号筒吹响了。
When the trumpet sounds, the last trumpet sounds.
在主里面睡了的人。
In Christ who are dead.
一些基督徒死了基督徒。
Those who are dead, the Christians.
都要复活。
They will be resurrected.
坟墓要打开。
And all their graves will be opened.
那些人都要复活。
And they will be resurrected.
我们看见今天复活的时候。
And when we see the resurrected.
我们就跟着改变了。
Then we will change.
然后一同被提到云里。
And all of us be lifted in the air.
有些人说被提有各种的说法。
A lot of people say the rapture has many meanings.
首提被提，中提被提，末提被提哈。
They said before the tribulation, in the tribulation, after the tribulation.
圣经告诉我们是教会被提。
But the Bible tells that the church will be raptured.
也在哥林多在提撒罗尼迦前书说一提一同被提。
In the first Thessalonians said that we all be raptured once.
我们头是耶稣基督。
Our head is Christ Jesus.
我们是基督的身体。
We are the body of Christ.
我们是彼此做肢体的。
And all of us like the members of the body.
我做口，你做脚，他做手。
And maybe I'm the mouth, you're the feet, and he's the hand.
主耶稣再来的时候要把整个身体提上去。
So when Jesus comes again the second time, all of us, the church of Christ, will be raptured.
不是今天提一个脚上去。
Not today, we'll lift one leg up.
是明天提一个腿上去。
And the next day, we'll get a leg up.
然后再挖一个眼睛上去。
Maybe one day an eye.
主耶稣来不是把我们分尸啊，不是。
He's not going to cut us up.
死了复活。
That when we die, we'll be resurrected.
活的身体改变。
And if you are still living at the age,
要一起被提到云里。
All of us will be raptured once.
在空中与主相见。
We will meet God in mid-air.
我想各位看这段圣经好吧，在帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians.
第四章
First Thessalonians, fourth chapter.
我不读全段圣经，你们回去自己看第十三节、第十八节。不过我要注意的是第十七节
Seventeenth verse.
在新约二百九十二面，第十七节
Seventeenth verse.
他以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提在云里。
After that.We who are still alive and are left will be caught up with them in the clouds.
这里说我们在活着的不和他们，他们是谁呢？
So it says we who are still alive and are left will be caught up with them. Who are them?
他们就是那些死了而复活的人。
Those are the Christians who have died and they will be resurrected.
活着的基督徒和死了的一同，复活的基督徒一同被提到云里。
So those who are still living and with those who are dead be resurrected will be all caught up with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air.
被提是一次的。
It's one time.
因为身体是一个。
Because there's only one body.
头是一个，身体是一个。
Body, it's one head and one body.
被提是一次的。
So the rapture is once.
我们站立见主一面。
So we'll see God's face.
这是一个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
这个奥秘有没有给我们看见一个影儿呢？
But do we see anything behind this mystery?
主耶稣基督在世的时候把这个奥秘彰显出来了。
Do you know that Jesus already manifested this mystery to us when he was living on this earth?
在四福音里面有一节圣经叫主读经的人很困难呢。
There's one section in the gospel was very difficult for us to read.
在马太福音第十六章。
Matthew 16.
这节圣经给很多很多困难。
This section gave a lot of people a lot of trouble.
第十六章。第二十八节
16th chapter 28th verse
马太福音第十六章二十八节，我们一起念这节圣经。
Shall we read it together?
我实在告诉你们，站在这里的人，有人在那场死位以前必看见人子降临在他的国里。在这里正站在这里人还没有死，就要看见人子降临在他国里面。
Some of you who are standing here, that means who are not dead yet, will taste death. Will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming.
意思说，今天你们都在这里，你们的没有死，就要看见人子再来，主耶稣再来。
That means you are here with me. You're not dead yet. Even today, you will see what it will be like.
这个谁看见的？
Who saw it?
第十七章下去，你就看见有三个人看见。
You know, in the 17th chapter, three people saw it.
耶稣带着亚彼得、雅各、约翰三个人上山去了。
And Peter, James, and John, Jesus took them.
然后到山上，他们祷告。
And they prayed in the mountain.
路加福音说他们上山去祷告。
And it says they went up a high mountain by themselves and prayed.
在祷告的之间。
And while they were praying,
耶稣就改变形象。
And Jesus was transformed, transfigured before them.
这个衣服洁白，放光。
His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light.
然后他们看见有两个人从天上来了。
Then just then appeared before them two people.
Oh, 那个是摩西。
One was Moses.
Oh, 那个是以利亚。
And then Elijah.
他们来了，在山上跟耶稣交谈。
Talking with Jesus.
雅各啊，彼得说：“主啊。”我们在这真好啊。
Peter said to Jesus, Lord, is it so good for us to be here?
当然好吧。
Of course it was good.
这是人子降临在国度的情况。
This is the thing of Jesus' second coming is the prelude.
有什么景风景比这个什么景致比耶稣降临的国度里面的景致更美呢？
What kind of scenery can top this?
难怪彼得很羡慕，依依不舍的，我要做三座棚，一座为你，一座为耶稣，一直默许。
So he said, if you wish, I would put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
我们看见这个这一幕的光景，就是这个奥秘的显明。
This is the prelude of this mystery.
耶稣改变形象。
Jesus was transformed before them.
那是看见他将来复活，那将来再来的情况是一样的。
Therefore, it's the prelude, like how he would change when he comes again.
有一天我们要看见耶稣在这个山上那个光景。
One day we will see Jesus just like the Mount of Transfiguration.
当主再来的时候就是这样的光景。
When Jesus comes again, it will be like this.
有两个人。
Two people.
这两个代表什么？
What does two people represent?
有人说啊，摩西是代表律法。
So people say Moses represents the law.
那个以利亚代表先知。
And Elijah represents prophets.
但是在神的国度里面并不需要这一些。
But in God's kingdom we don't need that.
到底摩西跟以利亚代表什么？
What does Moses and Elijah represented?
原来摩西是代表死复活的那批基督徒。
Moses represented those Christians who have died but resurrected.
以利亚代表那个活着而改变的基督徒。
But Elijah represented the Christians who have not died but changed. You know, Elijah never died, never recorded in the Bible. He never did die.
以利亚死个是吧？他代表那个死、那个复活、那个活着改变的基督徒。
So he represents the Christians who did not die yet changed.
这两个人与耶稣同在山上。
Those two people are with Jesus in heaven.
这个整个的景致乃是预表这一件奥秘的事。
So therefore, this is a prelude to prophesy, to tell people that what will be coming.
死了基督徒必定复活。
Those who died who believe in Jesus, they will be resurrected.
活的基督徒必定身体改变。
The ones who did not die when Jesus comes, their body will be changed.
我们一同被提到与你在空中与主相遇。
We'll be all caught up with Jesus and meet him in mid-air.
那是主呼召我们啊。
This is God's calling.
迎见主
Prepare to meet your Lord.
是基督徒属灵生活的操练。
First is the practical exercise of our spiritual life.
我们去亲近主，我们去迎见。
We must meet God every day, every minute in our lives.
迎见主是基督徒属灵生命的实质。
Prepare to meet your Lord is the reality of a Christian life.
我们走完世界道路，我们去迎见主。
When weAnd the walk of this world will prepare to meet our Lord.
迎见主乃是属灵真理的奥秘。
To prepare to meet your Lord is the mystery of the truth.
是耶稣来到空中来迎接我们去见他的面。
So Jesus would come again to meet us. We'll be all caught up meet him in mid-air.
有一天主必再来。
One day God will come. Jesus will come.
什么时候？
When?
我们不知道。
No one knows.
很近了。
Very close.
我们以后四堂一直要注意这个主再来的问题。
And in the next four series, the pastor will be talking about Jesus' second coming.
我们要好好的看主必再来。
And we must see that God will come. Jesus will come.
必须要见他。
We must meet him.
除非你今天没得救。
Unless you're not saved today.
你不能够见主的面。
You cannot see God's face.
因为你跟主无关。
Because you have no relationship with him.
每个基督徒都要见主。
Everyone should meet God.
但是各位，
but they beloved,
必须要见主，我们才能进入天堂永生里面去。
We must meet God, then we'll enter the new heaven and earth.
圣经里面告诉我们说，我们不是到主那里去，我们到永远的灭亡的地方去。
And the Bible tells us, we don't go to Jesus to be perished, to the eternal condemnation.
主耶稣有两条路。
Jesus said, I have two ways.
一条是又宽又大。
One way is a broad way.
这个门很大。
And the door is very big.
这个路很宽。
The road is broad.
走的人许许多多。
Many people on this road.
但是到灭亡的地方去。
But the final thing is destruction.
一个门又窄。
But there's another way. The road is narrow.
一条路又窄。
The road is narrow. The door is small.
是引导是永生地方去。
But the way is eternal life.
没有第三条路。
There's no third way.
人生的终点没有第三条路可走。
So the end of life, there's no third choice.
不是永失就是永生。
Either you have eternal life or you have eternal condemnation.
你不是跟着走宽路到灭亡，就是要跟着窄路到永生。
If you don't go with the broad road lead to destruction,
只有两个选择。
You only have two choices.
朋友，你选择哪条路？
Beloved, which one are you going to choose?
你选择哪条路？
Which one are you going to choose?
那是我们现在要做的决定。
This is the decision we must make now.
我们不要这个聪明人。我今天再生的时候，我选宽路。到来世的时候，我选永生，永远做不到。
Don't be such a smart Alex. I'll use the broad road now when I'm living, but when I'm near death, I choose the narrow way.
今天你要选择。
Today you must make a decision.
因为我不知道，你也不知道，那一个是什么时候临到你。
Because I don't know, you don't know when death will come.
主没来以前，可能我们先去迎接他。
Maybe before God comes, that means we must go see him.
每一个时间都是我们最后的时间。
Every single moment is our last moment.
有人说明天，明天是魔鬼的。
And a lot of people say tomorrow. I believe tomorrow belongs to Satan.
今天是我的。
Today is mine.
今天是你的。
Today is yours.
每一个现在是你的。
Now this moment is ours.
那是你要做个选择。
You must have make a decision.
我希望今天这一次的夏令会，我们把每一位都是在主耶稣基督里面的人。
I have such a yearning, such a love that every one of us will meet again in heaven, in Jesus.
如果你还没有决志接受耶稣基督做你的个人救主，
If you have not made a decision for Christ as your personal Savior,
我可以说，这次夏令会是你的机会。
I can say this summer retreat is your chance.
我也可以说，今天是你的机会。
I can say this moment is your chance.
你好不好迎接，把你的心打开，迎接耶稣基督做你的救主。
May you open your heart, ask Jesus to come into your heart, become your Lord and Savior.
基督徒
Christians,
我们信主这么久
we have listened, we have believed for so long.
你没把握，你没把握。
Do you have such a certainty?
我可以坦然无惧地见主的面。
That you can meet God without blemish.
求主赐给我们有一颗心。
May God give us a heart.
那我们这一次不是在这里听什么道理
Let us not come here just to listen to certain sermons
乃是来校对我们自己
Let us readjust our priorities
来把我们属灵的生命整理一下
Let us readjust our spiritual lives
好让我们在以后的光阴当中不是空空度过去
So therefore not let us waste our rest lives
求圣灵在我的心里面在你的心里面动工
So may the Holy Spirit work in your heart, work in my heart
让他的话能够紧紧地抓住你一个火
So the God's word can grasp your heart
让我们不失去主所给我们这个美好的机会
Let us not waste this chance that Lord has given us
我们低头祷告
Shall we pray?
你自己在主面前祷告
Each one of you pray before God
如果你还没有决志接受耶稣基督做你的个人的救主
If you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior,
你会祷告说主耶稣啊
you can say, Lord Jesus,
我愿意接受你做我个人的救主
I want you to become my personal Savior and Lord.
你在十字架上是担当了我的罪
You have borne my sin on the cross.
我愿意接受你十字架的救恩
I want to accept grace on the cross.
我是个罪人
I'm a sinner.
你十字架的宝血能够洗净我的罪
Your precious blood on the cross
你要赐给我永远的生命
has washed away my sin and give me eternal life.
我感谢你
I praise you.
我愿意接受你做我个人的救主
I want to accept you as my personal Savior.
你向主祷告
You pray this to God.
你呼求主你就必得救
You call on the name of God, you shall be saved.
你呼求主吧
Call on the name of God now.
基督徒
Christians.
你继续祷告
You pray for yourself.
在你的生命当中还有什么的污点
In your life, is there any spots, any areas that's not pleasing to the Lord?
还有什么破洞
Is there any holes?
求主今天把你修补
May God mend this hole for you.
那么好好的在营建主经事情上面来下功夫
That you would spend time and effort to prepare yourself to meet
那我们预备自己，好了，我们坦然无惧的见主里面。
Let us prepare ourselves so we can come to the Lord boldly.
慈悲天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天再一次把你的话摆在我们面前。
Once again, you have showed us your words.
求你的圣灵把你的言语带进我们的心中。
May your Holy Spirit bring your word into our hearts.
开于我们属灵的心窍。
Open our mind, our hearts.
让我们能够看见、认识你更多。
Let us see you and understand you more.
让我们来认识自己更多。
Let us know ourselves better.
主啊，我们以伸出信心的手，紧紧地抓住你。
We want to hold forth our hand of faith and grasp you.
求你用你的爱激励我们。
Use your life to excite us.
吸引我们。
To draw us near to you.
让我们天天地迎接你。
Let us see you.Prepare ourselves to see you every day.
求主叫我们能够预备我们自己。
Let us prepare ourselves.
圣灵把神的属灵的生命丰丰富富的、充充满满的充满在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit has given us a rich spiritual life, has filled us.
好，让我们能够丰丰富富的被带进你的国度里面。
So that we can enter your kingdom richly.
好，让我们坦然无惧迎接你。
So we can come to see you.
主啊，在我们中间还有没有信你的
？Lord, any one of us among sitting here who do not know you as their Savior,
主你知道
，You know who it is.
你认识他们
，You know them.
你的圣灵在他们心里面动工
，Your Holy Spirit worked in their life, convict them of their sins.
愿你的救赎的恩典在他们心中发生功效
，May your salvation come upon them.
赐给他们信靠主的心
，Give them the heart to do.Believe in you.
把我撒旦的拦阻。
Get rid of the Satan's bondage.
让他们信靠你。
Let them come into your name.
敞开他们的心迎接你。
Open their hearts and receive you.
主啊，他们只要迎接你，你才能迎接他们。
Lord, only they can ask you to come in, then they can see you.
求你在我们中间动工。
May your Holy Spirit work in us.
让我们在这些聚会里面成个蒙福的聚会。
So our meeting will be a blessed meeting.
你得着我们。
You have us.
我们也得着你。
And we have you.
同心的祷告。
We pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.